If you look in the receiver core, you know, we have DK and then a bunch of other different guys that are getting a chance to kind of make a name for themselves. Roman Wilson, who was hurt a lot last year. Calvin Austin, who's been an ascending player the last few years and done a lot of things in special teams with the returns, but I think he's ready to take a jump and have more responsibility. Scotty Miller, you know, Packer fans have a distaste for going back to an NFC Championship a few years back when he caught a touchdown at the end of the first half. But Scotty, great top-end speed, and I thought he had a really nice camp as well. Ben Skoranek, who can do a lot of different things for us as far as in the run game and the movement. He's a smart player. He's played a lot of different positions going back to his time in L.A. But I like the guys that we got. Excited about seeing how it all comes together. I think.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Aaron Rodgers on with Adam Schein on the Mad Dog Sports Radio Sirius XM channel. He does an annual pre-season interview with Schein, and that conversation ran the gamut. We'll get into some of the other stuff from it later in the show, but we'll open with wide receivers because it's like the song that never ends. Wide receiver two, Electric Boogaloo, looking for a wide receiver two, and so on and so on and so on. It never ends. Updates on this story today. Updates from our own people. I like when we can credit our own for things. Sometimes it blows up on our face, like me with the Ayuk story. But, you know, you shoot your shot, you go with the information you have, you do your best.
Sometimes you get stuffed at the goal line. I backed you on that one. Yeah. I give you a hard time about it and like to joke with you about it, but you know that I've publicly actually backed you on it and we're said if I were in your shoes,
yeah,
I would have reported the exact same thing.
Thank you, Malsy.
I might not have said Ayuk will be in Pittsburgh, which you did put at the end of one of the tweets.
I know. And I also photoshopped him into a Steelers uniform.
Yeah, but everyone does that. I think other than that, your actual sourcing and reporting there was sound.
We are coming up on the one-year anniversary of Ayuk going back to San Francisco, by the way. And they still have not filled this hole. The update today comes from Crowley. Crowley has birdies. Did you know that?
They do. He's got a few from a past life that chirp in his ear every once in a while.
He talked about a birdie today on his show regarding the one big fish that is seemingly still out there potentially, and that is disgruntled Raiders wide receiver Jacoby Myers. Crowley saying this today.
My birdie said they checked in with the Raiders.
Later on in the show, they elaborated on it, and I think Doran even got in on the reporting too, and said that they had learned the Steelers were the team that Adam Schefter talked about on McAfee's show. One team reached out to Vegas. One team said, hey, if we're going to make this deal, we need you, being the Raiders, to eat some of his money. We need you to eat some of the $10.5 million this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorn and Crowley said it was Omar Khan and the Steelers who made that
request.
Trying
to play let's make a deal.
So, I mean, what's that say? They're trying again, but doesn't it feel a lot like Lucy and Charlie Brown playing football together at this point?
Mm-hmm.
We keep dreaming about these guys, and we keep hearing how the Steelers are trying to get these guys, and then at the last second, someone else trades for the dude, or the guy stays put and gets more money, and the Steelers got used as a pawn in the game, maybe, to get the guy more money, to get a team to fold and come to its senses. I am disenchanted by this whole process. It is, it wears on you.
It's exhausting.
It is.
It is an exhaustive process and an exhausting process.
But I get it. I understand why so much energy gets spent on the Steelers' part to make it happen and why Steelers fans care so much about it. Because it's a passing league and you've got one guy. I know, tight ends out the ass here. And running backs like Jalen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell who can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Still don't have a wide receiver too, though.
And if the Steelers didn't think it was a big deal, Omar Khan wouldn't be touching base with the Raiders. They wouldn't have tried so hard for Ayuk last year. They wouldn't have given up a king's ransom, but they wouldn't have given up a lot for DK. and thought about the DK and George Pickens marriage until cooler heads prevailed and they figured out that Pickens was just going to try to blow the whole thing up this year. So something's got to give. I mean, last year the Band-Aid was Mike Williams, and it worked for one game, and then it didn't.
And Mike Williams is what? Completely out of the league?
Completely out of football. Yeah.
He's done.
I mean,
Aaron
Rodgers in that clip did a little bit of Russell Wilson, where if you didn't know better, you'd think their wide receiver room was one of the best in the NFL.
Oh, when he waxed rhapsodic and poetic about Scotty Miller. Man, did he go deep on Scotty Miller.
He did the same thing during the Steelers-Panthers telecast, talking about how he can fly. And he's got it in his head that Miller can be a contributor because he was on the other end of a big Scotty Miller play. And he brings it up every single time
Scotty
he talks
Miller,
about
Scotty
him.
Miller's living a pretty nice life off of that one play. I'll even concede that I think about that play a lot. It's essentially no different than Mike Williams catching a third down touchdown pass to beat Washington last year.
The basis of the Steelers wanting the Raiders to eat money when the way you get Jacoby Myers is to give him more money because he's in a contract dispute is something I've spent a little bit of time today thinking about. What is the basis for that? Is it because they want to save some of that money for other moves? They want to use some of that money to pay Hayward and move up money?
How much do they usually keep around during every season for like the moves they might have to make in season?
I'd say 10.
I've heard between like 6, 7, and 10. Okay, so they try to leave wiggle room because they have to have it.
Is it like a baseball move where... or hockey, where you'll see sometimes, we'll eat some of the contract if you make the trade package better.
Right.
You know, so the Raiders
will eat money for a better pick.
The Raiders are asking for more, and the Steelers are like, the only way we would do that
is if you eat some of the money.
Yeah.
If you want, say, let's say he would have gotten, you could have gotten him for what, I don't know, a fourth or a third? Then you bump it up one round from either one of those. If they eat, what's he do? $10.5 million?
They eat five.
They eat five of it.
They get a third round pick instead of a four.
Sure.
But I'd rather pay him all the money and keep the three because of what you're trying to do in next year's draft.
I was just gonna say, I don't think the Steelers are really in the business of being the team that wants to surrender 2026 draft picks.
So that's the confounding thing about.
So now round the morning and round show reporting. We go.
Yeah.
I mean, just exhausting becomes the word again because I think that it's plausible that they are the team calling because Omar has been this aggressive, but I don't see an easy way for them to accomplish what they want to accomplish here. If they really do want to get Jacoby Myers, they're going about it a pretty curious way.
And that would be a move for me as someone that still wonders and thinks about what the Steelers' offense is going to be this year. I would have to look at it and give them a much better shot if they have him in the offense. I know that the Vegas number won't change for Jacoby Myers. I know that their odds to win the Super Bowl won't change much if they get Jacoby Myers. But for me personally, I would think much higher of them if they were able to make this move.
Well, because he's a good football player and he is like a classic, perfect number two wide receiver.
The weakness of the team would instantly turn into a strength. You'd go from having one of the worst wide receiver rooms to having one of the better ones when you're 1-2 punches, Metcalf and Myers. And then the tight end stuff just feels like it's a bonus at that point. It's a cherry
icing
on top.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Myers is a good number two, not just because he's productive, but because I think he does things in a way. I mean, Derek Bell, Operation Shutdown, I like having him on. And he came on yesterday, and he is the head of the Jacoby Myers fan club, but he kind of described him as a guy that does it all as a two wide receiver. He'll play inside, he'll play outside. He's just good at being a wide receiver in the NFL. Is how I would summarize his film breakdown of the guy in one sentence. He is just good at playing wide receiver.
He does the most basic thing. When you throw it to him, he catches it.
Yes. Right. And you can line him up anywhere and he'll run just about any route and he'll kind of be what you need him to be depending on what your offense
is. And when he's not that open, he still catches it.
Correct. If you throw it to him and there's a defender roughly as close to the ball, much better chance than not that Jacoby Myers is coming down with it. So yes, I'm going to give you a big compliment. I think you very elegantly stated how I would feel the same way.
So what's the holdup then? Give them then.
The Raiders don't actually want to deal the
but
guy.
That, well, screw asking for the money and say, here's
I don't think
the
they want
pick
to deal
we're
him
willing.
At all. I don't think they want to deal him at all. I do think that they want him back.
But keep going until you make them think about it. Obviously, you're not going to give up a first-round pick, and a second-round pick would be an overpay because of his age, and you're not going to give up the same thing you gave up to get DK Metcalf, but come on now. If you really want to fancy yourself and not a pretend contender, if you really want to put yourself in the same discussion as the teams in the AFC who we all know are going to be there, you can part with a mid-round pick for this guy. Push the chips in, offer a third, make the Raiders say no. Offer Myers people a raise where he's going to go from $10 million or whatever it is to closer to $20 next year. And let's put the finishing touches on this team. Because if you don't, it's still incomplete. It's like you bought a classic car, you did all the stuff under the hood, you put new tires on, and then, you know, you went to start it and the starter didn't work or something. Like, there's one very key part
well,
of this
talking
team
about this how
that's
they,
not finished.
You're talking about it how they view themselves or how you view them. Because
how
you don't
they
really,
should view themselves.
But you don't view them as a contender, though. So to be very clear, you're doing this
Chris,
on the way that they have tried to construct and talk about themselves.
It's but they're, you like to bring up the word half measures all the time. This is clearly a half measure. They want Jacoby Myers on their terms. They're not naive. They can say, and Aaron Rodgers can go on the radio and say whatever he wants, and Omar Khan can do the same thing in interviews. They can say they love their wide receiver room. They clearly don't. I mean, for God's sake, Marquez Valdez-Scantling reportedly had an offer on the table from the Steelers, and he took another team's offer. So they're absolutely looking around. They're not even window shopping. They've legitimately got some money in their pocket to spend.
And if Gabe Davis was probably healthier, they would have just brought him in.
So, come on now. Right? I mean, if this
it's
is...
Well, it is weird because if they've had an offer on the table to a guy like MVS, it's like they're willing to go to a certain point. They're hot after this, but then like they get ice cold really quick. If you cross a certain threshold, maybe it suddenly becomes very much too rich for their blood. And Myers is the best of that lot of players that we have talked about, and I don't even know if it's close. I think he's pretty clearly superior to the other players we've mentioned just now.
Well, today, yes. I mean, not better than Terry McLaurin when we talked about him all summer, but yeah, I agree.
You are better than Scary Terry.
You love him, but of the guys who are, there's a lot to like. Of the guys that are left, yes.
Yeah, of MVS, Gabe Davis, and then Jacoby Myers, it's like Myers, large gap, and then however the hell you want to structure the other two. But it's like, it's just weird because if they really want him this badly, if they really are the team, the only team that called the Raiders that Schefter reported on, getting hung up on the details is a little bit like pedantic on their part.
You're dealing with an organization that has a penchant for doing dumb things. Even though Brady's there now and Brandon Hunt, who we talked about, and Spytek's the GM who came over from Tampa. There you go, Charlie. A shout out to you.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. Unless you think Mark Davis is overruling
people. That's
what
I'm talking about. The man with the bull punt, Johnny Valiant, goes in there, Prince Valiant, and says,
aren't they usually
do it.
No, but aren't they more likely to be the team that overspends on giving somebody a pick to get a player?
Yes.
Like, I feel like this would actually be them doing something smart.
I know, but we're talking about the Raiders here. They haven't won a playoff game since Charlie was in middle school. Right? Does that sound right? 2002? Where were you then? Were you even in middle school?
Fourth grade.
You were in fourth grade.
No, third grade.
Third grade.
And his beloved Buccaneers were getting ready to open
fleece
up a can of whoop-ass.
These guys. Come on, Omar.
I don't think
Adam Thielen went to Minnesota. Tim Patrick went to Jacksonville.
Tim Patrick would have been interesting.
TikTok.
Tim Patrick would have been very interesting.